Hey, big bro. Thanks for coming over. Hurry up and get in here. You're soaked. You're really coming down, huh? But at least you don't have to worry about it because you've got my nice cozy apartment to stay in. Lucky you. Oh, yeah. I guess you haven't seen this place since you helped me move in. Actually, having decorations makes a difference, huh? Hey, what's that supposed to mean? Are you trying to imply that I wouldn't keep my apartment anything less than perfectly clean? Oh, shut up. It's not like you were a paragon of cleanliness when we were growing up either. And I'll have you know that I've become quite a bit more mature since I started living on my own. Yep, I'm practically a domestic fucking goddess now. Still don't believe me? Fine. I'll just have to blow your mind with my cooking skills sometime. Definitely not tonight, though. Movie night and pizza is definitely what I'm feeling right now. Oh, no, nothing's wrong. It's okay. Just a pretty stressful week. Nothing too crazy. Work's just work, you know? I guess you can still always tell when I'm stressed out. But enough about that. Let's get this party started. Hey, two people can still be a party if they're awesome enough. I know I am, so if someone's bringing down this party, it definitely isn't me. Good. So there's no argument. So, anyways, I had a few different options for movies. Which of these would you like? Yeah, I know they're all Disney movies. So? Aw, is Big Brother too mature for kids' movies now? Don't even try to pull that shit with me. I know you're still just a big kid at heart. What's wrong with two adults revisiting their childhood together? Exactly, that's what I thought. So go on, pick one. Aladdin, huh? You know me too well. Alright, well, the pizza's already here, so why don't you make yourself comfortable, and I'll grab the booze. Hell yes, we're drinking. What's wrong? Not comfortable getting wasted with your baby sister? Or maybe you're just embarrassed because you know I can drink you under the table any day. Oh yeah, I guess you do have to drive home later. Shit, I mean, I'd feel bad hogging it all to myself. Okay, fine, I'll save it for later. You're welcome to join in at any time. And if you do, you can just crash on the couch and go home tomorrow. Hey, you don't have to squish yourself as far away from me as possible. I don't bite, you know. Okay, come on, that was one time, and I know the scar isn't even visible anymore. Anyway, I promise I won't bite you this time, so get over here and cuddle with me, asshole. Power outage? Ugh. No, you stay there. I'll get a flashlight. Shit. Goddamn, it's pitch black in here. Ah! I'm okay. Okay, you caught me, so I'm okay. Wow, I look like an idiot, huh? Can't even walk in my own house without tripping. Let's stay like this for a bit, if that's okay. What? No, I'm not still scared of the dark. I got over that shit years ago. It feels nice when you're holding me like this. Sure doesn't look like this storm's gonna let up. If anything, it sounds like it's getting worse. I guess our movie night is pretty much fucked, huh? Although, this isn't so bad. As much as I missed being able to watch movies and stuff with you, I kind of miss having you hold me like this, too. Yeah, you always give really good hugs. You know, it's kind of funny, actually. Part of the reason I broke up with most of my college boyfriends so quickly was because none of them ever gave hugs as good as you did. Is that weird? Okay, yeah, you're right. It's definitely weird. But it's true. I've always felt safer with you than with anyone else. Even though we don't get to see each other nearly as often now, it still feels as comfortable as it ever did. And you still know me better than anyone else. Maybe you're just the only one who can handle dealing with my shit, huh? Hey, you're not supposed to agree with that, asshole. Oh, come on, don't whine. I didn't hit you that hard. I mean, I know I'm the pillow fight champion, but you used to at least be able to take one hit. You want me to stop hitting you? Then pick up a pillow and fight back. Stop! Tickling is cheating. Stop! Fuck! Taking advantage of my weak point is no fair. Okay, fine. You want to play like that? How's this? Don't be so surprised. I know all your weaknesses too. I know that nothing embarrasses you more than getting kissed by a pretty girl. Oh? If I don't count, then why did a little kiss on the cheek from me turn you into a stuttering mess? Really? It doesn't bother you at all, huh? So, in that case, you wouldn't be affected if I kiss you again. And again. And again. Stop? Why would I stop? I thought you said it doesn't count coming from me. If it doesn't bother you at all, then why should I stop? Oh, so it does bother you. How come? What's so embarrassing about being kissed by your little sister? You keep telling me to stop, but you're not doing anything to resist. Maybe you're embarrassed because you actually like it. Is that it, big brother? Do you like being kissed by your cute little sister? Hey, that hurts. It hurts when you grab my shoulders that hard. I'm sorry. I took that too far. But you don't have to glare at me like that. Big brother, why did you do that? Kissing me so suddenly like that. I know I was kissing you, but doing it that intensely is different. Was that just payback for me teasing? Or was it something different? Hey, come on. You can't just do something like that and then not tell me why. Fine. If you won't say how you feel, then I will. Just close your eyes for a minute. Okay. There. That's how I feel. That's how I've always felt. All that teasing, it's always just been an excuse. It was the only way I could ever do all the things I wanted with you. Things like this. You feel the same way, don't you? There's no way you could kiss me like this if you didn't feel the same way as I do. It's not fair. It's not fair that my brother is this good at kissing. I meant what I said before. I've always felt safer with you than anyone else. I've never been happier than I am when you hold me. I've never loved anyone like I love you. You. Do you mean that? You. Oh, Big Brother. I've always wanted to do this. I've always dreamed of something like this. I thought you might have felt the same way, but I could never figure out how to say it. I kind of hoped that a few drinks tonight would maybe give me the courage, but I guess we didn't need that, huh? If you really feel the same as me, then would you like to do more than kissing? Yeah, I do want to. I've wanted you for so long. I can't even describe all the things I've dreamed of you doing to me. Oh, if you're really okay with it, I'll start by taking off my shirt. Even though it's so dark, you probably can't really see me well. This is still kind of embarrassing. But I'm happy. I've always wanted you to see me like this. And even if you can't see me very well now, it's alright if you want to feel me. You can touch me however you want. Yeah, sure, touching my tits is fine. No, that's too fast. It feels nice. I really didn't think you'd go for my tits right away. Do you really like them? Oh, I really never thought they were anything special. It makes me happy to hear you say that. Oh, well, I guess I thought you'd go for my ass first. I have definitely seen you staring at it before. Not that I mind it. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't trying to draw attention to it. So, if you did want to touch it, I wouldn't mind that either. Oh, fuck, your hands feel good. Yeah, I'm blushing, so what? You're blushing too, what's your excuse? I'm the one half naked and letting you touch me. What do you have to be embarrassed about? Yeah, I guess if we were both naked, then that would make things more fair. Okay then, you first. I already took my shirt off first, so you can lead the rest of the way. Oh God, you're sexy. Fuck. Hell yes you are. If no one else has told you that, then they must be fucking blind. If you don't believe me, then I'll just show you. Do you feel that? Yeah. I'm that wet for you. That's how much you turn me on. All that just from a little kissing and touching. If you weren't my brother, I'd have been all over you years ago. Yeah, I know we wouldn't have known each other if we weren't siblings. Don't be a smartass when I'm trying to compliment you, okay? Just shut up and kiss me, asshole. Fuck. Oh God, your body feels good against me. Keep touching me. I want to feel your hands all over me. My tits, my ass, my thighs, my whole body is yours. Fuck. I can feel your cock pressing against me. I need it. I need you inside me, okay? Don't worry about that. I'm on the pill. If you're not comfortable with it, that's fine. But I really, really want you. Oh God, yes. Oh, keep going, keep going. I want you to go deeper. I want you all the way inside me. You're filling me up so much. Feeling you holding me like this, your arms around me and your cock this deep in me. feels so, so good. It's like our bodies were made to fit together like this. Oh, it feels so wonderful being held like this, but I want you to start moving now. If you want. Yes, just like that. Fuck, it feels so good. You're pressing so deep into me. Oh, and you're making me feel so full. No, that's not too fast. If anything, you can go faster. Perfect. This feels good for you too, right? Tell me it feels good. Tell me how good it feels to have my hot little cunt wrapped around your big throbbing dick. Did you ever think you'd hear your sweet, innocent little sister say such filthy words? Oh, shut up. I'm totally sweet and innocent. I'm the precious girl you always protect. But I can be more than that. If you want, I can be your slut too. Do you want that? Yes, that's right. I'm your slut. I'm just a little whore who can't get enough of her brother's perfect cock. So fuck me harder. Fuck me faster. Oh, fuck your dirty slut of a sister like she deserves. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's so hot. Oh, I feel like I'm melting every time you pound into me. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come for you, big brother. You too. I can tell you're getting close too. Oh, you're throbbing so much. Don't hold back. Shoot it all inside me. Fill up your sister's slutty cunt with your hot load. Oh. Oh, that's it. Oh. Dripping down my legs. Oh, kiss me. Oh, fuck. Hold me. Oh, I can't believe we just did that. I've dreamed of this for so long. But I didn't ever think it could actually happen. Being able to finally tell you how much I love you is the best feeling in the world. That's right. I love you. I love you so much, and I'm so happy that I finally get the chance to show you that.
Power's back on, I guess.
Wow, actually being able to see you clearly is... Well, it's nice. Of course I'm blushing. It's embarrassing when you stare like that. But... I guess it's a bit late to be embarrassed while I'm filled with your cum, huh? Well, since the power is back up, I guess we could watch the movie like we were planning. Or maybe we could go to my bedroom and keep going. Because let me tell you, I have got years of fantasies built up of all the things I want to do with you. I know we'll have plenty of time to work through them all together later, but... There is a couple that I really, really want to try out right now. Sound good?